For the second time in 6 months, a foreign real estate development led by Jared Kushner has been derailed by a government corruption scandal and mass protests. I want to break this down because not enough people are talking about this absolutely wild story. And it actually relates to this video that has gone a little bit viral, where Ivanka Trump is explaining how her and Jared Kushner found an island in Albania to develop a $4 billion resort on. Which relates to this because that is falling apart because it's super corrupt. What a surprise. We live in a very, very strange time. But Democrats need to keep hammering home that this is why people are struggling, because all of Trump's kids are getting so rich off the fact that their dad's the president. Obviously, Trump is getting so rich because he's trading all these stocks and he's obviously influencing. He has power in government, so he's using his power in government to cause the stocks to go up. He's selling phones and shoes and Bibles and cryptocurrencies. It is the most corrupt administration ever of all time. Point blank, period. It's not even close. Before we play that video, though, and we read that report, I want to play this for you from Elizabeth Warren talking to Scott Bessent about some of this corruption. This is so well done. Before we get started, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you subscribe down below to the Adam Mockler channel. Share the video out with a friend or family member. Show some love in the comment sections down below. Show me some blue hearts down there. Adam and I appreciate you guys so much. And obviously, it would mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel as well, Chris D. Mowry, right down below. Let's hop right in.
President Trump's latest financial disclosures came out. And they show that he made more than 3,400 stock trades worth more than $250 million in just the first 3 months of 2026. That's roughly half of what all 535 members of Congress made last year combined. And the value of virtually every one of those stocks that the president traded in is directly affected by President Trump's official actions. So, Secretary Bessent, you and I agree that it is a conflict of interest for members of Congress to trade stocks. Do you also agree that it's a conflict of interest for President Trump to trade stocks?
Well, a couple of things, Senator. One, President Trump is not sitting in the Oval Office engaging in a high-frequency trading strategy. Clearly, he had an outside manager who was doing that. And I think it's incumbent upon both houses of Congress to get their house in order before you move to the administrative branch.
You think it's okay for the president to do this? Let's be clear. You are a Wall Street guy, so you know better. The investments that President Trump has made are not blind. President Trump literally signed the 113-page document publicly listing all of his individual stock trades at the same time that he is making decisions affecting those stocks. So you're going to sit here with straight face and say it's not a conflict of interest for the President of the United States to do that?
I am going to say this body needs to get its house in order first.
How about we get the White House in order at the same time?
I would encourage you to do that.
I don't own any individual stocks. My house is in order.
Senator, you're very rich.
Mr. Secretary.
Others on this committee can't say that, Senator.
Let's look at some individual trades. On January 6th, Donald Trump purchased up to $1 million worth of NVIDIA stock. 1 week later, his administration changed U.S. policy and loosened the rules on export controls so that NVIDIA could sell its chips to China. Now the price of NVIDIA stock is through the roof. So, Secretary Bessent, you said last year, if any private citizen traded the way members of Congress do, quote, the SEC would be knocking on their door. So my question is, should the SEC be knocking on President Trump's door to start an investigation over this trade?
Again, if this body wants to ban individual stock trading, which I would advocate for yourselves, start there. And if you want legislative action to continue, that's your prerogative.
So it's our prerogative. So you would support our saying that President Trump should be investigated over this?
I would support you getting your house in order, Senator.
And how about the White House getting its house in order?
Again,
would you support that investigation?
Please lead by example.
I would like to see the President of the United States lead by example.
I mean, first of all, this is so well done from Elizabeth Warren. This is like one of my favorite videos of the year. But Scott Bessent here, oh my, I mean, these people never cease to amaze me just how like slimy they are and how they're willing to do literally anything to protect Donald J. Trump, a.k.a. protect their own jobs. It's disgraceful. They have zero self-respect. But thank you, Elizabeth Warren, because he keeps saying, well, you know, why doesn't Congress fix their stock trading problems, and then you can deal with the president. Get your own house in order. We can't walk and chew gum at the same time. But to Elizabeth Warren's point, why doesn't the president lead by example? The president of the goddamn United States. Nobody has any expectations for Donald J. Trump. And we talked on this channel about this small North Carolina-based company that Don Jr. invested in, and it then proceeded to get a $620 million Pentagon loan and 10x its value, being originally evaluated somewhere near, somewhere near $200 million, now valuated somewhere near $2 billion. Democratic lawmakers writing that it, quote, reveals a staggering level of corruption and influence. Yeah, I'd say that's putting it lightly. Let's check out this video from Ivanka Trump. Let's learn about the new corruption scandal for this administration.
And we stopped for a swim. I'm working on an incredible project with my husband in the Mediterranean. It's massive in scale.
I think that's an understatement. Can you explain?
Yes, it is.
There's no power on this island. You're building everything from scratch, correct?
Well, it's an unbelievable, beautiful 1,400-hectare private island in the middle of the Mediterranean. We were on a friend's boat, and we stopped for a swim. Effectively, that's how we found it. We swam to the islands. We went on a hike, barefoot all the way up to the top, and we were just captivated. And it stayed with us ever since. And over the course of many years, we developed the opportunity to help realize its potential and transform it, but with a lot of restraint and care because the land is so beautiful that really the architecture has to be fully integrated into it, almost rise from it. You know, it's not even a business for me, despite the scale of it. We not only the island, but we have 5 miles of beachfront directly across from the island, this beautiful peninsula with a lagoon on one side, the ocean on the other, beautiful white sand beaches. For me, it feels more like a challenge than anything else. The culmination of all of my experience in real estate, all of my travel, a lot of reflection on how I want to live, how I think people increasingly are wanting to live, and trying to really build something that's a tangible manifestation of that. That requires a lot of vision, the collaboration of some of the greatest masters that exist. So I was just there walking the land, really just trying to sort of be with it and experience it alongside some of the greatest living art.
This is why the American people are so fed up with the ultra wealthy. Like, as us normal people are struggling to afford healthcare and struggling to afford basic goods, and people are increasingly working 2 and 3 jobs, and they're getting kicked off their health insurance or kicked off their SNAP benefits, no matter how hard they work, no matter what they do, it just seems like they're getting screwed over all the time. And Ivanka Trump is sitting here in 2 minutes talking about how she was walking her island bare feet, trying to connect with the land because she wants to create something so special, like so many people do, pieing 5 miles of a beach. Yeah, no, we do this stuff every day, Ivanka. And she's bullshitting. It has nothing to do with like, oh my God, this land is so, they are trying to get super rich, but it's falling apart. So let's break down these details. Jared and Ivanka are developing a $4 billion, $4 billion with a B, resort centered around an uninhabited island, in Albania. The massive project, which includes 10,000 hotel rooms, which again, this is, as she said, it's not a business for me. It's a challenge. That includes 10,000 hotel rooms, $4 billion, and a bunch of cash. It's located in one of Europe's most environmentally sensitive areas. In 2024, the Albanian government changed the law to allow the area, which was previously part of a protected national park, to be developed. Then shortly after Trump's election, Kushner, through an LLC, was granted strategic investor status, clearing the way for permits. because Jared Kushner is a strategic investor. Kushner's LLC was granted that status, quote, just weeks before the new U.S. president's inauguration, even without a business plan or feasible study for the construction. On Monday, Albania's Special Structure Against Corruption and Organized Crime, known as SPAC, confirmed it was investigating Kushner's project. The investigation will probe the changes to the land's protected status and how Kushner-controlled entities obtained development rights. An investigative report by BIRN found the project involved a, quote, network of shady individuals and companies, including a businessman accused of links to the Italian mafia. What a surprise. Again, just like going back to this for a second, people read what I'm reading right now, and then they go back to this video of Ivanka being like, I just want to connect with the land. And I'm just like trying to live out a dream that so many people aspire to. Like, this is why people are so effing fed up. On April 29th, government officials allowed barbed wire fencing to be constructed around the coastal portions of the resort property. This cut off miles of beach from the public. Heavy machinery was brought in to construct access roads. The action prompted regular protests by the Albanians. Video captured private security guards dragging a protester around the ground. This week, protests expanded to Albania's capital, with thousands chanting, quote, Albania is not for sale. In December, Kushner's plan to build a Trump Tower in Serbia collapsed amid a corruption scandal and mass protests. So we'll see if this one collapses too, because as I'm recording this, there are protests in Albania's capital. This is really, really well done here by Judd. Pretty stunning. And I want to play a couple videos from this week just talking about this corruption, the messaging that Democrats should be hammering home. Take a listen.
The Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 7, it says no funds shall be taken from the Treasury, but by consequence of appropriations made by law. There is a law that allows a modest fund to be used by the administration, any administration, for settlements, but settlements conducted according to set rules that defy corruption. And this breaks all the rules, suing yourself and delivering yourself $1.8 billion. I mean, this isn't just a corrupt act, it's a symbol of the corruption that this administration has engaged in time and time and time again. Corruption that's driving up costs for all Americans. Corruption that's creating cynicism for our children about the future of our democratic republic. And we've got to end it, and we will.
Exactly. So all said, and we recently learned, hypothetically at least, we've heard that Trump's $1.8 billion slush fund is not set to continue, that it is, I guess, hypothetically dead in the water, although Trump was asked directly about that, and he seemed to kind of give a weird response as if he's cognitively declining and has no idea what's going on. What a surprise. So it could change pretty quickly, but that was a huge win. I actually made a video about this on my channel recently, Sean Ryan, talking about this level of corruption. This is one of the most popular podcasts in the world. Sean Ryan, somebody who voted for Donald Trump. Take a listen.
Positivity coming out of this administration. It seems very self-serving. I have a list of shit printed I could go through, but I mean, what was the last one? He fucking made it so he had Todd Blanche do the dirty work so that him or anybody in his family could never be audited by the IRS. What the fuck is that shit?
Mm-hmm.
The drone company, the $400 million jet from Qatar.
Yep.
The executives club. You know about that?
Yeah, that they started in D.C.
You don't hear about any of this shit.
Yeah.
Does this shit look like he's serving the fucking people? No. So you're going to serve that? Or are you going to speak out against it and let everybody know what the fuck is happening?
You think he'd be better off?
Fox News sure as fuck isn't reporting any of this shit.
None of it. No, I there's no question that the corruption in the administration has been far beyond what
he sued the fucking government. He sued his own fucking government.
I will say in this podcast, don't get me wrong. I'm glad both of them have come to the realization that this is happening. They both voted for Donald Trump. But at points in this podcast, they're like, you know, nobody saw this coming. I can't believe it. Nobody knows what to think. Sean Ryan says, I can't even trust my own instinct, political instinct anymore, because I got duped. And Megyn Kelly responds and is like, yeah, nobody really knows what to think. Well, some of us do, actually. Not to, like, toot my own horn as just, like, the 24-year-old kid. And literally every single person watching this video. Like, we all saw this coming. We're not surprised at all, actually. Like, not one bit. They're like, can you believe the career fraudster is committing fraud? It's like, actually, yeah. Yeah, no, I can believe this. Lastly, I was at this rally this past weekend with John Ossoff. One of the best political rallies I've been at ever, really. Take a listen.
All this while you pay more for gas, for groceries, for healthcare. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Billions from foreign princes and oligarchs. Sweetheart real estate deals all over the world. Taxpayer funding to Trump-backed companies. And listen, here's the bottom line. If you're involved in any of this, next year you'll be raising your right hand and swearing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, in front of the United States Congress. The Mar-a-Lago Mafia has taken American corruption to spectacular new heights.
So well said there from John Ossoff. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I appreciate you making it to the end of this video. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below. Hit like and subscribe here on the Adam Mockler channel. Hope you have a great rest of your week into the weekend. I will see you in the next video.